possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's a bad bite. Bad bite. And Doug's looking at salad, so I apologize. Honey, yeah, we're back.
And we're back.
Sorry, I'm new here.
That's right. Yeah, you walked out. I'm like, where'd Stoney go?
All right, so we said we get to the Tigers. We barely talked about them. Last night's game was a sloppy mess, okay? If you look at the Tigers, what we know about this team here as we head into September is that they are not the best roster in baseball. They are not chock full of superstars. They're not a dominant team, but here's what they are. They are a team of specialists. They got guys who can hit righties. They got guys who can hit lefties. They got guys who can get righties and lefties out. They usually field the ball, and they almost always make smart plays, and they run the bases really well. And when you break it down in the most simplest of terms, our Detroit Tigers, when you look at the biggest aspects of the game, pitching, hitting, and offense, and defense, fielding the ball. And those three aspects of the game, you triangulate them, and you are basically better than your opponent in two of the three on most nights, and guess what? You're 20 games over 500. If you're better than your opponent in two of the three aspects, your pitchers, your fielders, and your hitting and base running, if you're better than your opponent in two of those three, you're going to win a lot of games. And they've kind of crafted out this way to win games, and it's been awesome. Last night, they didn't pitch it, and they didn't field it. And when that happens, you get this kind of result.
Yeah, they did a horrible job fielding the baseball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were charged with two errors, and I thought like there could have been four or five in the game. They just weren't charged with all of them. And it went both ways. It was an amazingly bad decision. I think Butler was the hitter who popped straight up in the air. Was it the ninth inning that he did that? Straight up in the air, and Colt Keith is coming in on it. It's just in fair territory between the third base and home plate. And he just dropped it, flat out dropped it. The second time he dropped the ball in the game, it was picked up. It couldn't have been the ninth inning. Picked up by Melton. Melton mm-hmm. threw it over to second base for the first out, and they threw it over to second base for the first out, and got the double play at first base because Butler was so upset with himself, only took two steps towards first base, then started to take a couple steps towards the dugout because he figured, oh, this is a pop up, I'm out. And then when he realized, oh, wait a minute, Colt Keith just dropped it. I better start running to first base. And he got doubled up, which is highly embarrassing. but it never should. I mean, it worked out in the Tigers' favor in that situation, yet the Tigers just couldn't get out of their own way.
Did you see how that read in the box score or the game description?
I don't know. How would it have read? Was it double play?
Butler grounded into double play, pitcher to shortstop to first.
I mean, technically, it's, yeah, I guess it hits the ground in the infield. It's a grounded into double play, but yep. Crazy bad situation there. And then the 10th inning, the bottom of the 10th inning was just awful. You know, runner at second base and a base hit to left field, and Riley Green fields the ball and decides to come home with
it. It's a bad throw or throw to the wrong base. Or,
yeah, it's a throw to the wrong. I mean,
it's not the smart play. Like what we talk about is how, you know, the things that they do on that triangle, they're better at 2 out of 3. But part of being a good defensive team is being a smart defensive team.
Yeah. So it wasn't able to work out for them last night.
They have probably, and I'm sorry to interrupt, I apologize, but how many times have they gotten the extra 90? They get the extra 90 better than them. But if you look at the net, how many times have they given up the extra 90? That was an example of them giving up a critical extra 90 feet, a runner, then the winning run gets on second base and completely changes the tenor of that.
Well, and it happened again, about a base running error last night. Wenzel Perez, getting ready to go to third base, decides, oh, I better not do that. Almost gets thrown out at second base, trying to get back to second base when the right move was, yeah, keep going to third base. You would have been safe. But I think he had been snake bit because the previous game, he got picked off at third base and probably didn't feel good about that and wants to play a little conservatively. And that's not who the Tigers are.
No.
It's so I'm not terribly upset. It was a bad way to finish the night. It's 3 games in a row they've lost. That doesn't look good, but they didn't lose any ground on Toronto. In fact, there's still a game up because Toronto lost last night to Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, so. I'm not like worried about them. It's just that's not the formula. It's not even close to the formula, and they were out of character last night.
But there was one thing that came out of that game that I think is going to be something that gets discussed more for the rest of the season than I thought it was. I thought there was going to be it was done, and we're going to live with it. But because I saw what I saw, it's hard to ignore it. And that is watching Troy Melton go out there and pitch well again out of the bullpen. But we've seen him as a starter, and he looked awfully good as a starter. Last night, comes out of the bullpen again, goes 3 innings, gives up just 1 hit, no runs. And you can't help but think, does he belong in a bullpen or does he belong in the rotation? And I understand that there's going to be concerns about innings pitched, and that's why I'd really love to hear a definitive word from AJ Hinch. Like, do they not? Are we at a point now where they just don't, they shouldn't care? Like, hey, I get it. He's going to pitch more innings than he did all last year. So what? He's young. You expect him to be able to do something. Do you need to? I mean, maybe you don't pitch him every 5 days as a rotational guy, but he's so good for this team. You got to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, let's.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yeah, I don't... I don't think you know who the starting pitchers are going to be when they get to the postseason. Troy Melton is absolutely should be in play. And yeah, they should push it if they get into October and he's their best option. I think they're rationing him so they have that opportunity. I think that's all this is.
Might be.
Is, you know, we're just going to use him out of the bullpen. And if the opportunity presents itself, we're going to pitch him and as they should.
Now, the other thing I think we have to take into consideration with the Athletics, it's a good hitting baseball team. They got a lot of power in that lineup. Mm-hmm. They got guys that are playing really well right now. They may not have the pitching staff that they had prior to the deadline, and it's a work in progress there. But offensively, it's a very good baseball team. Tigers need to go out and win the game tonight. Let's stop this losing skid at three games, continue on the correct arc as we move forward. And the other good news, Parker Meadows is going to, I think tonight he's going to make his return to the minors at Toledo. A.J. Hinch gave him the whole, they just said it was in great shape yesterday, did the full speed running, and they really liked what he did.
I'm going to hang on to my Tigers got to win this game card. I'm not going to play it today because their leads are comfortable.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to be more important games coming up. But I'm not going to play that card just yet. But you know, that was what they did at the beginning of the year. They killed losing streaks early, and they always responded with a bigger winning streak. And so, if they're back to their, they had 3-game losing streaks in the first half of the season, and that was it. That was the max. So it will be on brand for first half Tigers to go win this game tonight. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. More waiver updates in the NFL as rosters are starting to come into shape. Still no word yet on what Brad Holmes is planning on doing with those three extra roster spots. It'll be interesting, and chances are it's going to be smart. Chances are it's going to be smart. But when there is breaking news, we'll pass along to you. Keep it locked in. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, and they're coming in hot with summer send-off savings. Right now, lease the new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $359. Go now to 17.5 and Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM Employee Discount Finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends September 2nd.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.